Blog Talk Radio.
1,000 of my people trying to party. No time for the party getting started. I feel spunky, babe. I'm spicy, babe. I'm not cocky, babe. I'm all that in the bag of chips. I'm cool, babe.
I'm cool, babe.
Like an icy, babe.
Like an icy, babe.
You might wife me, babe.
Oh, yeah.
High blood. Put two girls together like a hybrid.
been trapping since the dollar. If they gon' hate, then let them hate the money pile up. When your friend calls, say hello, pressure speaking. Tower under door, but their pressure reeking. I done took a shroom with the 42. I done started whistling like 42.
Pressure. 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 All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are back on air. Y'all just heard the interview with Mr. College Park himself, my best friend. Definitely came through and blessed the airwaves. And y'all knew him, DJ Smurf, as well. And hey, so now we have live today on WMQP 107.3 on his chocolate show, Shorty L.O. Jr. So definitely we finna go ahead and let him bless the mic, bless the airwaves. For all the people that's tuning in all over the world, this is one of my nephews. Had a lot of babies, and let me tell y'all something. Down in memory lane, man, my brother had his studios. He had more than one studio, but the main place that he used to be at, it was right there, not too far from in Atlanta, and he always had the babies with him and everything. He had them with him, and every time I came over, I used to meet up with Big Mike, his right-hand man, and I used to come over there, and every time they was real small then, I actually definitely always made sure I had candy, some chips, some soda. I came in there like the candy lady. I always made sure every time my nephews and nieces were there with my brother at the studio at his house out there in the cut, I always came with some snacks for the babies. So my brother like, they gonna always remember you because of you bringing them sweets. And you know I'm be letting them eat sweets like that. I said, well, bruh, I am auntie, so I can do that. But anyway, we're going to go ahead and let my nephew and Shorty L.O. Jr. bless the mic, bless the airwave, and we're going to talk about his music. What's going on? Introduce yourself to the world.
Hey, man, what's happening? What's good, man? It's your boy, Shorty L.O. Jr., man. Hey, what's happening? Talk to me.
All right, then. So, now, you've been doing your music, and I'm not going to do like what everybody else does. I just want to know, like, what actually inspired you to start doing your music and, you know, give us a touch about that. What inspired you to start writing and picking up and just like, okay, this is what I want to do.
Okay. So, basically, for me, really, you know, I have never rapped a day in my life, right? So it was really just, it was so ironic. Like, you know, my dad came to me in a dream, and he was just like, you know, like, if you're going to do the music, take it serious and give it 100%. He like, I'm going to put the pieces around you, and you're going to make it, but you got to give it 100%, just like everybody else. You're not going to make it just because you my son. And this was back in 2021, January the 4th. He came to me in the dream and told me that. So, you know, eventually, but I got in the studio and, you know, I started really taking it serious. I made my first single, Bricks. I dropped Bricks. I was popping out all around the city and stuff like that, and, you know, and everything just kind of took off from there.
Okay. All right. So what made you come up with the title Bricks and the song? How was you able to develop that song?
Well, Bricks really has a multi meaning like Brits, like we from born homes, we from the bricks. You know what I mean? And, you know, like basically saying that our foundation is solid. It was built off bricks. And, you know, my dad was, you know, a kingpin. He had bricks. So it just put it all in one.
Okay. So you don't been doing a lot of things, been doing a lot of motion with everything you have going on. So give us a little bit more intel on that, like the places you have like touched bases with since you start doing your music. Like, how was your journey through that?
I mean, you know, the journey, like, it's been, how to put it, it's really been a journey. Like, to basically sum it up, man, it come with the ups and the downs and, you know, the learning curves, the do's and the don'ts and stuff like that. So, like, but throughout this, I have been able to meet a lot of new people and build relationships with new people, and also people that my dad have touched as well. So but in the process of doing all this, you know, I have like dived into acting and stuff like that. Like, you know, I'm just expanding myself, and you know, and the things that I do, you know, I just don't want to be considered just an artist or a rapper. You know,
okay.
I want to have my hands in, you know,
more than one pot.
Everywhere.
There you go. Yeah.
Right.
So the acting part, have you in any like web series, movies, or anything of nature that you can share with us?
Oh yeah. I'm probably in like 8 or 9 movies. Some are out, some aren't. Bama Girl is out right now on Tubi. Two Brothers is out on Tubi, I think. Savage Revenge is out. I'm in Water Boys with Boosie. That's out. I'm in a movie called Postal Greed, The Mentor and The Counselor. It's another like little web series called The Woman. It's out on YouTube. You go watch that. What else am I in? I'm in a few.
Oh,
movies.
Well, you've been.
Like,
you've been busy. That is good. I'm proud of you.
So,
I am so proud of y'all. I am so proud of all my brother's kids. Yes, I am so proud of y'all. And I'm proud of you too, because you definitely stepped in. I'm not going to say you stepped in his shoes, but you stepped in the move for him to keep his legacy alive. And plus, all of y'all look like him, but boy, that's like, I know you be getting eye looks at everybody thinking you shorty low sometimes.
Man,
yeah, I know that.
You wouldn't even... You wouldn't even believe I had people come up to me and cry and all type of stuff. Like, oh, my God, you look just like him. Or we really miss him, and I appreciate what you're doing for him and his legacy and just everything. So, you know, it can get crazy sometimes.
Yeah. Okay, introduce this song to the world. And
okay,
a little bit more interview.
Okay. Hey, it's your boy, Shawty L.O. Jr., man. This is my single, Bricks. You can find it on all platforms. You know what I mean?
All right.
Check me out.
I'm from the west side, look.
Trill did it again.
Bankhead to be exact. Yeah. West side, Bankhead, born home, gotta know the Brits with me. Young run the city and I got L.O. with me. Get the bag, push the phone with me. us all through the city. We done came a long way from them dirty dishes. Elo showed the whole city how to get it. Everything y'all did, best believe we done been it. Tinto, paint hole, bankhead, nameplate the paint hole. Going home, stand up for the king. Don't throw your L's up. Built not bought G-Code. Young low going beast mode. Still got a thing for free cool. Took his by repo. Yeah. Low ran the base like Nino. Westside Al Pacino. Really wanna be low, but they could never really spend
it. Ain't I present hell? Bet you put a head under this Gucci belt. I can show you something different, I can show you something real. She gon' know the difference, it won't be that hard to tell. I'm from the bridge.
They don't.
I cover hard times with a hard life. I was raised up to get it.
They
just step aside to get rid it. I'm to the king up in my city. Ain't no place out in these streets I can't go.
That's you didn't even get them. Hold up. What? That was just a little, that feels like you just gave them a little teaser. You just teasing people with this song. It's so hot.
I appreciate that. Man, I have heard that so much. You got any more music or is that the whole song? Are you going to do a second verse to it or? Man, I don't heard that.
You gonna remix it? Oh man!
Yeah.
Okay, we gonna have to play that back because that was too short of a version. Everybody used to a 3 minute, but you done gave us a minute and you like okay, they gonna take this
minute.
Don't take it at all.
Right.
That is hot. That's so hot. Yep, and the beat go right. And it gives me a mind of, oh man, this song hot. So definitely keep pushing it. It takes about 2 months to 4 months to a year, or maybe 2 years, or maybe 5 years, depends on your market strategy to break a song on the airwaves. But if you do it right, it won't take that long. If you have the right people behind you, you can really go platinum and go diamond and hit the Billboard charts. And you know what though? I'm not even trying to really bring up my brother because that really kind of took me out when he passed, him and Big Mike, his right-hand man, because he passed like a week or 2 weeks after Sholo passed. But last time I talked to him before all that happened, it was a week before that. I was sitting in the studio, me, him, Big Mike, and then your older brother, Rico, all of us, and some of the kids was there too, but we had went downstairs to the studio in the, like, it looked like a basement. We went downstairs because he had the pool table, like some more rooms, and then the studio area. So we went down there so I can listen to his song, his Rico music, his older brother's song. And he wanted me to actually help break his music because Shorty Low only trusted me because he knew I'm not a yes man. You know, I'm not going to tell you if it's hot. If it's whack, I'm gonna be like, nah, bro, you can redo it again. So he was like, I was scared to tell me no. So that's why me and bro was always close. And you definitely have the potential. Keep going with what you're doing. Make sure you just have the right people. Make sure you have the right people in your circle. Make sure you don't have wrong people in your circle, because that'd be a reason why you don't go forth too. Because God not gonna bless anybody that's in your circle, especially your dad, because he's watching over you. He's watching over your brothers and sisters, and he's not going to let nothing come in the mix of what he wants you to build anyway. He's going to stop it. So I'm definitely proud of you. Keep going. So you have anything coming up, like any other shows or anything that you can tell the world about that you have coming up so people can be looking forward to be coming towards that?
For sure. I actually have this week that I throw for my pops. His birthday is March 22nd. So I put together something called Down for Low Week. Basically, it's actually going to start on March the 21st and it's going to end March 24th. So the first day I partnered with Tip. So we're actually going to do the candlelight and everything at the Trap Cafe. And then we are going to proceed to go into the Trap Cafe afterwards, you know, going to have a good time, you know, and everything like that. So that's Thursday, March 21st, March 22nd, which is my dad's birthday. We are going to feed the homeless. And then that night we are going to Sweet Lounge. So that's March 22nd. March 23rd, I have the celebrity basketball game, and it's going to be held at T.T. Martin Gym right off of Martin Luther King in Atlanta, Georgia, from 12 p.m. to 4 p.m., you know. So that's that Saturday, and then that Saturday night we have the Bank Event Center. So we're going to be there that Saturday night. And for Sunday, I'm working out the kinks and stuff. I actually have to go meet with the mayor of College Park so I can discuss technicalities with me getting the Charles Phillip Park out there in College Park, which is off of Hustle Road. Speaking it into existence, the meeting
goes
well.
You'll get it. If I have to help you with that, you will get it. If I have to help you out with that, just let me know, because you know I'm well connected when it comes to politics and everything because of what I do on the back end. Everybody don't know. I travel east to all my brothers and sisters out there all over the world, and we take care of the important things out here in the community. So, yeah, if you need help with that, just let me know. Reach out to me, and I can definitely help get that help going for you.
Okay.
I really,
yeah.
Go ahead.
No, so I was basically going to say with that, my plan is with that is to, you know, have like a cookout and have vendors and stuff come out and stuff like that. And then have a water gun / balloon fight. So basically, you know, Trouble had the water guns up, guns down thing going on, you know, and that was a active way to, you know, be in the community, you know, to protest against gun violence. So I'm going to pay homage and honor Trouble, and I'm also honor a lot of our people who has been taken down to gun violence, like your Young Dolls, Takeoff, Marlo, PNB Rock, King Von, you know, and that's just to name a few. So
yeah,
I'm going to
thank you,
awesome,
fresh,
and pay homage.
Yeah, I am. Slim Duncan.
Mm-hmm.
I know a lot of people remember Slim Duncan. Yeah, all of them boys, you know. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm really proud of you. Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, we have somebody live. I'm gonna see if they want to ask you any questions. We have somebody tuning in right now. So, okay, I guess not. They don't I guess they were scared to say anything. But yes, I'm gonna go ahead and play this song real quick. Again, it's called Brick. And it's brought here by Shorty L.O. Jr. Go ahead and introduce it again. And we're going to play this song, and we're going to come back for you to introduce, give out your information, how people can book you and everything like that.
Okay, cool. Hey, man, it's your boy, Shawty L.O. Jr., man. And this is my new single, Bricks, and it's out on all platforms. Check it out. Let's get it.
I'm from the west side, look.
Trill did it again.
Bankhead to be exact. Yeah. West side, Bankhead, born home, gotta know the Brits with me. Young run the city and I got L.O. with me. Get the bath, push your phone wheels all through the city. We done came a long way from them dirty dishes. L.O. showed the whole city how to get it. Everything y'all did, best believe we done been did. Ten toe, paint hole, Bankhead, name place the paint hole. Born home, stand up for the king, don't throw your L's up. Built not bought with G-Code, young low going. Still got a thing for free. Took his by repo. Low ran the base like Nino. West side Al Pacino. Really wanna be low, but they could never really stay low.
Ain't I present hell? Bet you put a head under this Gucci belt. I can show you something different. I can show you something real. She gon' know the difference. It won't be that hard to tell. I'm from the bridge.
They don't.
Taste, okay? He's showing y'all that he is very, he got this, all right? We live right here on WMQP 107.3 on the Miss Chocolate Show, and we live with Shawty L.O. Jr. Okay. So tell everybody how they can find you, book you, and everything like that.
Hey, man, so y'all can find me on IG. That's Shawty L.O. Jr. That's S-H-A-W-T-Y-L-O underscore J-R. You know what I mean? And all my links and my contact info is in my bio. You know what I mean? So hit me on IG. You know what I mean? And we can, talk business or whatever the case is. You know what I mean? All my information, anything you need, is right on my Instagram.
Okay. Well, I appreciate you hitting the airway.
No problem. I appreciate you for even reaching out and even having me a part of the having me a part of the platform.
From the west side, look.
Trill did it again.
Bankhead to be exact. Yeah. West side, Bankhead, born home. Gotta know the Brits with me. Young run the city and I got L.O. with me. Get the bath, push your phone wheels all through the city. We done came a long way from them dirty dishes. L.O. showed the whole city how to get it. Everything y'all did, best believe we done been there. Ten toe, paint hole, Bankhead, name place the paint hole. Born home, stand up for the king, don't throw your L's up. Built not bought with G-Code, young low going. Still got a thing for free. Took his by repo. Low ran the base like Nino. West side Al Pacino. Really wanna be low, but they could never really stay low.
Ain't I present hell? Bet you put a head under this Gucci belt. I can show you something different. I can show you something real. She gon' know the difference. It won't be that hard to tell. I'm from the bridge.
They don't.
I cover hard times with a hard life. I was raised up to get it.
All right, now, my radio station have not been doing this whole week now. Out of nowhere, it wants to act up. So any negative energy that's connected to this radio station, I'm going to need you to remove yourself, okay, because this is not it. Okay, then. But anyway, that was Shorty Lowe's son, Shorty L.O. Jr., and he is making airwave and making things pop off and making things going forth for his dad legacy and everything. And I really appreciate him calling in to the show. And we're going to keep it moving like that. Right here on WMPC.
I'm from the west side. Look.
Trill did it again.
Bankhead to be exact. Yeah. Westside, Bankhead, born home, gotta know the Brits with me. Young run the city and I got L.O. with me. Get the bag, push the phone wheels all through the city. We done came a long way from them dirty dishes. L.O. showed the whole city how to get it. Everything y'all did, best believe we done been there. Tinsel, can't hold, Bankhead, nameplate that we can't go. Born home, stand up for the king, don't throw your L's up. Built not bought with G-Code, young low going. Still got a thing for free cool. Took his by repo, yeah. Low ran the base like Nino. Westside Al Pacino. Really wanna be low, yeah. But they could never really be low.
Ain't I present tell? Bet you put a head under this Gucci belt. I can show you something different, I can show you something else. She gon' know the difference, it won't be that hard to tell. I'm from the bridge,
they
I'm
know.
The bridge, I'm
they
the
know.
I cover hard times with a hard life. I was raised up to get
they know.
Step aside and get rid of it. I'm to the king up in my city. Ain't no place out in these streets I can't go.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, I really want to apologize. I've been having technical difficulties right now. And tomorrow, I shall be getting, tomorrow,